Hello. Welcome to Newstead and to Sherwood Voices. My name's Andy, and I'm going to be guiding you through this walk that we're going on together. I've been working with people across the heart of Nottinghamshire to create a series of six of these audio walks, and I'm really pleased that one of them is here, in a place that I feel a real connection to, as I'll explain during our time together. Although I'm going to try and hand over most of the talking to people who live here. You should be standing just outside the Newstead Miners Welfare Community Centre on Tilford Road, with Cornerstone House, where the Cast Angling Project is managed, just across the street. I want to start by taking you back to my first meeting for this project on the 14th of September 2021. It was at the church hall, not too far from here, and I'd been invited by the vicar to talk to people to explain what it was I was up to and to learn what had been going on here since my last visit to that church hall in 2000. And I met three women who started to tell me about a group that they were part of and which had meant so much to them during their lives here in Newstead.
Well, we'd stayed together because when I came to live here, I used to work at a health club, teach and keep fit and stuff. So when I came to live here, I didn't know anybody. So I started a Keep Fit club 33 years ago. And we're still together.
We're still together.
We call it Keep Fat Club now. Yeah. It's not Keep Fat.
I didn't do it until when I retired,
I started that Thursday, didn't I?
I've never given up. And through COVID, we've met the walks. Yeah. So I've never let it go.
Because we always walk around the lagoon.
Lakes.
Every morning. But we've stayed together socially.
It's more social now, isn't it?
We're blessed with the country park.
That is beautiful.
That has helped us get through COVID.
You can't beat nature.
No.
You cannot beat nature.
Anything like that, you
just go up there.
And you feel entirely different.
See people fishing.
There's a fishing club. Yeah, it's a group. How long does it take
sometimes? Two hours.
I'm going to set you guys a challenge, a task. Map me out a walk, not too long for people that struggle with walking, but long enough to take in, for it to be a bit of a walk.
Well, of course, they embraced the challenge. And this walk is the result of that. Over the next hour and a half, you're going to follow in their footsteps and learn more about their lives and of the village they've lived in for so many years. We should begin with some introductions, as well as some general advice for the walk, before we set off.
Hello, I'm Sharon. I've lived in Newstead Village for 35 years. Any good advice? Get plenty of fresh air every day and do some distance walking and admire all this free stuff that's around us to look at.
Hello, I'm Margaret and I've lived in the village 74 years. Good tip is take your rubbish home with you. Don't litter the park because it's terrible. It looks terrible when people just chuck the rubbish down. There's plenty of bins around, so that's what I advise anyway.
I'm Linda, hello, and I've lived in the village 55 years. Right, my tip is do not swim in the lakes. Even the children do not swim. It's dangerous and also the birds on with the young. Please leave us alone. It's there. You are walking and swimming in their space.
So, you've been told. Make sure you take it all in. Throw your rubbish in the bins and put away those swimming trunks. Right, we're going to head down the road, towards the railway line, over the tracks, and then we're going to take a left, through the gate and into the car park, which is pretty much opposite the pit wheel. And as we do so, and as we're setting off from the welfare, I think we should get a small flavour of what happened in this building from our three guides as we're walking along. If they're still talking when you get to the car park, then just wait there for them to finish.
We used to have brilliant Christmases here and New Year as well. You always had to come early to get a seat and they only let so many in. And I was lucky because my dad were on committee. honestly, that welfare, you could never ever get an atmosphere like it. It was fantastic. Everybody knew everybody. And when you left the welfare at night time, you'd be going to somebody's house for a party. You know, it still carried on. And you went from one house to another for a party. It was fantastic. There used to be dance bands. There used to be Martin Shaw dance band. And he lived across the road from me. The welfare was redesigned. And we had a brilliant floor put in the dance hall. And then we had quite a few different artists that came. It was just a brilliant atmosphere.
Well, I lived in the row across from the welfare. And at Christmas, I used to go across at 5 o'clock to queue up to get in, while my husband got ready and watched the kids. Then when he was ready, he'd come across, queue up while I went and got ready so we could go in or you would not get in. And it was the same every Christmas and every New Year. They also had a country and western night where they had country and western music. They had sharpshooters. You know, my husband was a big country fan. He really enjoyed it. There was great times we had at the welfare. One New Year's Eve, when we moved down the new village, Eric and myself decided to have a New Year's Eve party. We just told everybody our doors was open, which in them days there was. Me and Eric came home from the pub and we couldn't get in the house. We had to sit on the wall while they ate all our food.
It was the Cork Queen every year. It's my cousin who won one year. Yeah, you just had to apply to be a Cork Queen and then they just walked round the dance hall and then there was chosen by some, I think it was the committee that was of the welfare. They picked the Cork Queen and then crowned her and she got a sash and everything. I've still got a picture of Pauline. I don't know, to be honest. I think she had to go up to Bury Hill, but apart from that, I don't know. No, such a long while ago now.
Every year they had the big gala day up at Bury Hill and all the miners from all over the county would come to meet up and they'd have shows on, but all the local coal queens came from all the different pits to the Bury Hill show. But it was sort of that people brought the standards with them for the local pit because they were quite important. And then it was just a 4-day out. You know, all families met up there and it was a proper celebration of all the mines people. And I think it still goes off in other places like Durham and that now, but it's no longer used here anymore. And I'd intend to the Coal Queen because I was too shy because I was from a different area.
Janet Waterhouse, who works in the canteen, was a Coal Queen. She won it one year. I remember that very well, yeah. I got picked, but not to end. I'm not beautiful enough, sorry. You walk round, you just stood up, well, they push you up, and you just walked round and they'd pick so many out and then you were the last few and then they'd pick, you know, like third, second, and the winner. And the winner, same as Margaret said, went to Bury Hill. But if there was anything going off in the village, the Coal Queen was always there to help to open it and do little things like that.
So, once you're in the car park, and you may already be there, you should go to the next track.